So every time a Christian child disappeared, which was not a rare occurrence, look at today. I mean, Rachmana Litzlan, you want to think about it. You know, every time you buy a milk carton in this country, right? So you got a picture of a child looking at you that's missing. I don't know how many tens of thousands of children are missing. And this is in 1985 with communication, with media, with sophistication, with the police force, with everything. Imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, if people said if a child is missing, it's because the Jews took him. What chance would there be to survive in such a climate? Another accusation that was very popular was that Jews poisoned the wells. Now, this accusation gained tremendous acceptance when the Black Death came to Europe. The Black Death, the bubonic plague, came in the 1300s to Europe from the east. It had ravaged India and Afghanistan, parts of Turkey, and a boat came from to Genoa, and among the non-paying passengers on the boat were rats. And the fleas that lived off of the rats carried the bubonic plague. And once the plague came to Europe, it went like a wildfire. There were two forms of the plague. One was spread by the fleas, and one was like a virus in the air. Pneumonic type of form. In the 14th century, you could not explain that to anybody, that fleas carried the plague, and that the fleas were, you know, nonpartisan. Somebody had to be doing this. And therefore the scapegoat, the somebody, naturally became the Jews. And how did the Jews do it? They poisoned the wells. Everybody had to drink water, and the water was poisoned. How did they poison the wells? Well, so in the beginning, they tortured Jews, and they confessed to poisoning the wells. Put in the lunch from the yeshiva. But, so then the Christians set up guards around the well to make certain that no one could come to poison the well. And the plague continued. In many places it came back a second time, a third, because they didn't realize in the winter when it was cold, so the virus, you know, went to Florida. When it got warm again, it came back. So the plague came a second time. The plague swept Europe three times in the 14th century, killing maybe 20 million people. It made no difference, king to the commoner. You know, the fleas, nobody knew the difference. Nobody knew what was doing it. But if the wells were guarded, and we saw that they weren't poisoned, then how did the Jews poison the wells? So that, they said, well, you don't have to throw poison in the well. If you think about it, or if you say something in the prayers. So that's enough to poison the well. And that was the beginning of the self-censorship that Jews practiced throughout the Middle Ages on their prayers, on their books, on the things that they said. Because if you said anything negative or anything that could be construed as negative, then you poisoned the well. I mentioned when we were studying Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch mentions